Finally, the weekend is here. Happy Friday. Go Huskies. Can we say that without taking Rams off? We don't want Montreal to win the Vanier Cup tomorrow, do we? Yes, welcome to all our Saskatoon friends who've made the trek or are about to make the trek today and through tomorrow to come to Regina to watch the Huskies Mosaic Stadium, 1 o'clock, taking on Montreal. And 1 o'clock kickoff. The weather's going to be awesome. Sunny, 7 degrees tomorrow. That's also great weather for you folks in Moose Jaw, who tomorrow evening will converge on Main Street. This is a biggie. The Kinsmen Santa Claus Parade is always a big draw in Moose Jaw, and it's on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. I suggest you get there early. The turnout is always huge. I'm hearing some people say they may want to put up their Christmas tree this weekend. I've already seen quite a few Christmas trees lit up in windows in my neighborhood already. Haven't got there myself yet. Maybe next weekend. There's really no etiquette, is there, to tell you when to put up your Christmas tree. It's all up to you, quite honestly. But I always feel like if you put it up too soon, it's not as special a month later. And Christmas hasn't even arrived. But just my feeling. Good Housekeeping Magazine, they suggest December 1st. And they lean on this reason, that is when you begin your advent calendars. They also suggest if it's a real tree, I should hang tight a bit too. I don't even know if the real trees are all in yet. I'm sure my friends over at Dutch Growers, places like that, they've already got their Christmas trees. But I just noticed yesterday as I drove by the Victoria Square Mall, at the parking lot there where they always set up that Christmas tree lot, the fences were just going up. There were no trees yet, but man, we're getting close. It's the 21st, just a little more than a month away. And don't forget Santa's Anonymous. We're inviting you to drop off a new unwrapped toy in any one of the toy bins scattered around the city. We've got all four corners of the city covered. If you want a list of where you can drop them off, cjme.com. But Salvation Army helps us with this. And in opening up registration, within the first 48 hours, we had 1,500 families asking for assistance this year. There's a waiting list. So the need is greater than ever. We got to fill these toy orders now from babies all the way up to the ages of 12. So check out details at cjammy.com. And of course, if you'd rather us do the shopping for you, you want to make a donation, there's a button to do that too at cjammy.com. Well, the Craven Country Thunder lineup is in. It's got some big names for summer's biggest party in July. The roster featuring Lainey Wilson. Yeah, Lainey, fresh off her CMA sweep. Just this week, she won Album of the Year, Entertainer of the Year. She played the end of August in Saskatoon to a sold-out concert there. And myself and Evan Bray with our dates, we were there. She's awesome. And she's probably the hottest female artist right now. So to see her return to the Country Thunder stage next summer, that's pretty huge get. And the gentleman whose steely blue eyes, mustache, good looks, and smooth voice that has captivated audiences and country charts over the last year, year and a half, Mr. Riley Green coming. Don't want to be out of line, but girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. Yeah, he's pretty smooth. And the Valley is going to be rocking again, just as it has the last couple of years. Nickelback 2 years ago, Def Leppard last year. This year, Grammy Award-winning Creed. Oh, man. Anthems like that one shaped a generation for many there. And Country Thunder CEO Troy Volhoffer told us last night as they announced the lineup, this was a costly one, but it's going to be worth it.
I never, ever spent the money we're spending on the lineup that we have this year, ever.
Volhoffer says stretching beyond country is intentional. They're trying to bring in bands like Creed and last year Def Leppard to draw a wider, larger Saskatchewan crowd.
It's just not a country music festival anymore. It's a music festival.
It really is. And a new addition, too, is going to be some pro bull riding. Oh, I love the bull riding. That's my favorite part of Agribition, which is coming next week when the rodeo returns. Bull riding's the best. Bear bronc riding, too. But yeah, they're going to add bull riding to Country Thunder. I think it's a solid lineup. They've got the Entertainer of the Year in Lainey Wilson. Riley Green is a huge hit with all ages. Like, I saw him this past August at Country Thunder in Calgary, and I could not believe the flood of young ladies to the stage who knew every word of every song that guy sang. I'm talking ages 20 to 25. And then the upper demo loves him too, right? Creed for the Nostalgic Rockers. That's a great pick. And some of the undercard is impressive too. I think having the Dead South, who in these parts has a cult following that is massive, being from Saskatchewan. They're massive around North America. That's going to be a big draw too, the Dead South. So yeah, great lineup this year, I think. Strong in the up-and-comers of the music world right now. And perhaps maybe the only weakness, I know longtime diehard Thunder fans are looking for, you know, some of the legendary acts like a Sawyer Brown or a Clint Black, you know, they've had in years past. Those 90s legend acts, nowhere in sight in this bill here right now, but a lot of up-and-comers. But hey, tickets on sale right now. And Megan Benoit from Country Thunder is going to join me and give us a little more insight into the thinking of why they drew these acts after the 7 o'clock news this morning. Well, I kind of think that today's day we kind of put a cap on Grey Cup Celebration Week, right? Friday, it's been a fun week of Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and I think this is cool. If you missed it on the drive home yesterday, the most outstanding player of the Grey Cup, quarterback Trevor Harris, joined the Green Zone along with his buddy AJ Ouellette, who admitted they were going to be driving back to Ohio together next.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's like one of those things where, like, you know, we got to keep a reputation. You know, now, like, it's, I feel like if we go across the country, I got to be like, hey, AJ, unfortunately, I'm driving to, you know, wherever tomorrow. You got to come with me. Yeah, so it's become a thing.
Right out of the gate, too, Trevor admitted he's going to take some time to ponder. Not very long, but some time to ponder his next move.
It was more or less just like, I'm going to take a moment to kind of think about it every offseason, and I still feel the exact same way. I'll make a decision in the next week or so and kind of just go from there.
And, of course, Jamie Locker had to ask AJ Ouellette, too, another looming free agent. Is he planning on leaving?
Oh, no. But
yeah, I'll kill him.
Trevor,
I'll kill
him. He's a competitor, okay? So if you hype him up, it doesn't do much for him. But if you tell him he can't do something, that's going to set the fire underneath him. So I remember when he was giving his little speech, everyone's cheering, one more year, one more year. And I'm in the, like, media area where all the cameras are, and I'm cheering, you suck, you suck.
Yeah, he's the guy that at practice I'll throw a great pass or whatever, and people are like, dang, Trev, good pass. And AJ's like, you're trash. I'm like,
yeah, they get along. And I don't know if you ever saw the photo, too, after the Grey Cup of AJ Ouellette and Logan Ferland lying in the green and white confetti streamers on the field after the Cup celebration. It's just the two of them lying there in the confetti in the middle of the field. No one else out there. AJ, explain how that happened.
So it's Logan's idea. I got in a broke away from the mosh pit of the celebration in the locker room. And he looked at me and goes, do you want to go on the field? I'm like, yes, I want to go on the field. And we walked out there. And as soon as that cold weather hit and, like, the stands were empty, it was just a surreal moment. And I'm like, dude, I needed to do this. And we walked out there in the middle and we laid down on the confetti. And we said, man, in like 20 years, this is probably the first thing that we're going to think of when we think of the Grey Cup is just this. And then, well, we sat there for 10 minutes talking about anything except football. It was just like, just life with brothers. And yeah, I'm never going to forget that conversation with Logan.
Cool story. And if you want more of the interview, of course, I'll play a little more throughout the morning here off and on too, but get the full interview now at cjme.com on the Green Zone podcast. It was a cool way to wrap up, I think, the celebration week that it has been for the Riders. Well, if you missed it, Craven Country Thunder lineup has been announced, and the last couple of years they've been rocking the valley too in Craven, and this year will be no exception. You just heard Creed. Man, that will be an interesting show. They had a lot of hits, shaped a lot of minds through their generation of music, and should be fun. Creed is the rock act, and look who's coming back to Saskatchewan. Lainey Wilson will be returning. She was just here in Saskatchewan back at the end of August. Sold out show in Saskatoon. The demand for tickets was huge. So I think just the fact she won just this week Entertainer of the Year at the Country Music Awards in Nashville. She's still hot. Album of the Year, too. That'll be a big one. And Riley Green. Well, he is massively popular, too. But great undercard. Lots of up-and-comers. And I also like the Dead South on the bill, too. For anyone here in Saskatchewan that knows the Dead South, they have a huge cult following. And that is going to be a nice addition, too. So they're adding pro bull riding, too. And very cool. Very cool. Troy Volhoffer and the gang of Country Thunder were in town last night, made the big reveal at the rail yards. And that's awesome to see. Tickets are on sale right now. You want to go for free? Here's the deal. I've got a pair of weekend passes, so I'm going to give them away after the 8 o'clock news. If you want to text me your first and last name now to get in on the draw, we'll put everyone's name in the draw, but you must include your first and last name. 1-877-300-7275. Text me your first and last name to get in on winning a pair of tickets to Country Thunder next July. It's going to be so much fun. And all I'm asking, just to make it easy for everyone, who's been the favorite act you've ever seen at Country Thunder? And yes, some of you remember it as the Big Valley Jamboree. Who was your favorite show ever that you saw? 1-877-300-7275. But yeah, first and last name important. Puts you in the draw after the 8 o'clock news. My producer Frank, as he always does, puts everyone's name in a hat and we'll draw one. And we'll make that. But fire away now. Hey, one more sleep until the Vanier Cup. The Rams, of course, we'd love to have seen them in there, but still going to be a lot of Saskatchewan fans. The Huskies are coming to town. Huskies have lost the last six trips to the Vanier final. This year, they're playing for themselves and their teammate, Anton Amandrud, their quarterback, who earlier this season was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer. He had to leave the club early. So there's a lot to play for, a lot on the line for them. Tickets for the Cup still available. There are going to be plenty of buses coming on Highway 11 today and tomorrow from Saskatoon. I know that for sure. The Huskies taking on Montreal for the national championship. There, Chad Bochynski went to the U of S. He was on my show yesterday. Said he's cheering for the Huskies. He has to. I don't think I want Montreal to win either. So kickoff 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Still ahead with Kevin Martell. Some of the headlines we're watching this morning. Our city council preparing for budget talks next month. Are you sitting down? Right now, the forecasted mill rate monthly bill could rise by $33 a month for each of us. It's only a forecast, but they've got a lot of hard decisions to make to chip away at it here, too. Well, it's been an awesome week, hasn't it? It's celebrating the Grey Cup with the parade. A lot of the players dropping by here at the Evan Bray Show and the Green Zone yesterday. If you missed it on the drive home, I'll replay a little bit of Trevor Harris and Adrian Ouellette, who stopped in with Jamie and Locker. And, of course, yesterday, Coach Corey Mace appeared on the Evan Bray Show.
Corey, we've made it through this whole interview. I didn't have to censor you once.
I did good.
You did good.
Yeah, the swearing at the celebration that didn't sit well with some fans was addressed briefly when he stopped by Evan's show.
Yeah, I've heard, and again, you know, I've slowly trickled back just to interact with a couple fans on social media, so I actually didn't hear a ton about it. But look, I'll tell you what, John Schneider in the locker room at the Blue Jays, raw emotion, loved it. The Panthers coach, their parade, loved it. Unfortunately, in sports, and we're getting a lot more access in locker room, there's some cursing that happens, but the raw emotion, I think, is what's special. And truthfully, man, our team for this community and you know what we do in supporting youth, mental health, education. I mean, we're head and shoulders above any other team in the league about how much we care for the people. So you know, I hope everybody can understand and you still love us. But boy, don't you, Evan, don't we love riders, baby?
I love that. I stand by what the coach said there. That was a great, great way to sum it all up. I feel the same way, Coach. Yesterday, as I said, Trevor Harris, AJ Ouellette stopping by the green zone on the drive home. Trevor immediately said he's taking some time to ponder his next move, but he kind of sounded like he's going to be re-signing.
It was more or less just like I'm going to take a moment to kind of think about it every offseason, and I still feel the exact same way. I'll make a decision in the next week or so and kind of just go from there.
AJ Ouellette asked the same question and whether or not he was leaving.
Oh, no. But yeah,
I'll kill
speak him. Trevor.
I'll kill him.
He's a competitor, okay? So if you hype him up, it doesn't do much for him, but if you tell him he can't do something, that's going to set the fire underneath him. So I remember when he was giving his little speech, everyone's cheering, one more year. And I'm in the like media area where all the cameras are, and I'm cheering, you suck.
Yeah, he's the guy that at practice, I'll throw a great pass or whatever, and people are like, dang, Trev, good pass. And AJ's like, you're trash. I'm like,
you can tell the two are pals, that's for sure. As for the elation after the game, when that last whistle went and the game was over, after the Montreal Hail Mary, Trevor took a knee, remember? Just as he walked onto the field and felt nothing but joy. But a little background to that.
Yeah, I took a few steps onto the field and I was just like, okay, act like you'd been there before. And I was kind of just overcome by emotion. And that's kind of just what you saw. I haven't told anybody this, but on day four, the night before the game, I was sitting in my room just kind of reflecting. And I found myself crying. And it was just so much gratitude for what this group has meant to me, the friendships, the bonds that this team has created, and how grateful I am to play for Mark Mueller, for Coach Mace, for the green and white. And I was like, I just need to go take a walk. And so I put a hoodie on to try and not get noticed. Just took a 20-minute walk, and I just put on some gospel music, and I just sobbed. Just out of gratitude. It wasn't out of sadness. It was just so thankful to be able to play in this moment, because you grow up and, you know, as Americans, you grow up dreaming of the Super Bowl, but I've been up here for 14 years. So that's shifted. I want to win Grey Cups. That's what I want to do. And the fact that I have kids that understand what's going on, the fact that I get to play for the team that when I was playing in Toronto, I was like, someday I want to be the quarterback of the Riders. And to be able to be in this moment was just like one of those things. I was just overcome by emotion of gratitude. And it was just such a great time going out there and just kind of reflecting real quick for those 20 minutes and just taking a nice walk.
Trevor Harris and his feelings immediately following the victory over the Montreal Alouettes. If you want the whole interview, make sure you check out the Green Zone podcast at cjme.com. Coming up, Kevin Martell with more on this grizzly bear attack that has left two people with critical injuries. The bear charged a group of elementary school students, and teachers tried their best to fight off this attack. The story coming up with Kevin Martell in just a moment. And Craven Country Thunder has announced their lineup. Lainey Wilson, Riley Green, Creed, and a few more details ahead.